You're with SBS Radio.
Whatamoorlie and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding. And coming up for you now, a yarn about the latest torch exhibition from Victoria. And this is my yarn with Chris Austin, Indigenous Arts Mentor for The Torch. And I first started off by asking Chris to please explain what The Torch is all about.
It's about the people inside that are in jail and our intention is like they're changing their lives, being able to produce something worthwhile and something they started and finished. So, and what it does is, it's the first time, like, doing the confined is the first time that prisoners in Victoria are allowed to sell their artwork outside and take the money. And we 100% of the fee goes back to the artists. We don't get nothing out of it. And by the time they get out, they have some more money in their pocket and hopefully they do the right thing and change their pathway and go down a different road because they've got the money there to get a place, get clothes, buy a car if they want one and, like, change their whole lifestyle around.
Let's yarn about your role as an Indigenous arts mentor with The Torch, Chris. What's an average day like for you when you're out and working?
Yeah. I get rewarded every day when I talk to people. You know, like I go in there and like I was heavily institutionalised because I've been doing this since 1973. I was like 11 years old when I first got introduced to the justice system, and every time they've been locked up, they've always seen me there, you know, so they used to see me inside, and like I've always been inside like a mentor to people, look after them and everything like that, between them and the officers, and to see me now, and to see how, like especially the torch program, how it's changed my life around. You know, they all believe that they can do the same thing. You know, I get rewarded by that. I feel really happy because they get there and they're like, they're so happy that I'm doing good. They're so happy that they see me in this role, you know, and to be able to go back into the jails and visit them and see them in a professional manner. And, yeah, their life can get changed like I have. It does a lot for me.
And I'm wondering, is it difficult for you to be working back in correctional facilities, if you like, with the inmates, given that you've previously spent so much time locked up in the past, bro?
Yeah, no, I thought it would have been a problem. I thought, like, you know how the system is, that they would, like, give me a hard time going in there. And all that, so say, no, I don't want to do this no more. You know, they're driving me mad, this and that. But they've been really good to me too. You know, I've had officers come up and shake my hand, tell me how proud they are and all that, you know. It's not just the prisoners. You know, they're happy about it. So the reception I get from them is like, pretty amazing. I never thought it would happen.
And I'm wondering, how closely do you work with the inmates when you're working with them on their artworks and making their art?
I'm in the room with them. I'm right there. You know, it's like going in for a normal visit. Like you say, you come to my house, there's no security, there's no nothing there. It's pretty relaxing. It's pretty, really good. Considering, you know, I've spent, like, just over 30 years in there with them, I thought I'd get grief, you know. I thought they'd be more strict with me and everything like that. But yeah, they've been very, very good with me. I can't complain at all. I haven't had one complaint.
That sounds so good, bro. Now, the Torch Indigenous Art Program, it's been running for many years now. I'm wondering, what has it been like for you personally to watch the project just grow and grow more each year?
By that, and looking back on it, seeing, like this year we've got over 360 artists were representing at the confined exhibition. You know, it's getting bigger and bigger, and that to me means that we're helping so many people, and like they keep on the same track. And I tell them, you know, they got to keep in. We're the only like program that works with them in jail and when they get out as well. So I tell them, you got to keep in touch with us at the torch. You know, you can come in there and visit, have a coffee, talk about art. We still supply art gear to them. We have an art pack for them for when they're released. And yeah, we can see that they're going along all right, you know. A day or two work comes up when they get a job. And then, like, when we get murals, we paint murals and all that, you know, we include the artists in them all the time. We don't use any professional help. So they can see. And, like, going to an exhibition and seeing all the people that they'd never, ever, like, mixed with before, seeing that they've got an interest in not just Aboriginal art, but in Aboriginal artists that were prisoners. And it's like they have an understanding of what we went through and why we're in the situation we're in. And so it's like the community's trying to help us too.
Sounds so good, bro. What do you love most about the work that you do with the brothers on the inside?
I like, especially the ones that they come outside and, like, they're struggling. And, like, one of our other arts officers would give me a call and say, Chris, can you ring this one? He's not coping very well with that. And I ring them up and they answer the phone and they go, yeah, I'm all right, mate. Things are going good, mate, you know. And then but by the end of the phone call, they're like, hey, I'm sweet, bros. I'll give you a call in a couple of weeks now. Hey, you'll be right. Everything's going to be okay now, you know. They talk to someone that knows exactly what they're going through, been in the same shoes they've been in, and it really lifts their spirits, and especially knowing that I'm going to be there. I'm just a phone call away if they need help. Yeah, and I can hear it in his voice. And I get the most amazing feeling inside of me, the self-gratification and that, you know. It's like better than getting paid, you know, my job. So I'm really happy with that.
You just heard there from Chris Austin, Indigenous Arts Mentor with The Torch. And I also took some time out to have a yarn with Flick Schaefer-Smith, artist with The Torch.
So I'd been incarcerated a few times, but my last time started off in August 2017, and that was my longest stint. And it was during that time that I really started getting into the Koori art program that they have there, and it was through the art class that I met some members of The Torch. They would come in every fortnight or so, and they bring in resources about my mob and things like that, and that's where I started painting.
And it must have been quite a journey for you to learn to start to paint on the inside, as well as learn about your culture. What did you learn about your culture, and how did the Torch Mob help you do this?
So they've got a wonderful researcher, Chris. She would put together resource booklets, and in some of the resources that got given to me were things about my country, my totems, a little bit of language, all sorts of bits and pieces that I'd never known before.
And can you tell us about the artwork that you do, considering we are radio and not television, of course? Are you able to describe the piece of art that you have in the Confined 12 exhibition?
I particularly like geometric shapes and reticulating patterns and the fine line work. So my piece is called Belly Full of Yabbies. It's a black background with different, browns and lighter brown shades with some diamond work, and then on top of the diamonds I've placed stencils of yabbies, white yabby stencils. And the story behind that one is when I was younger with my grandparents and my mum, we went out fishing one day, went down to the river, and we didn't catch many fish, but we got a whole bunch of yabbies. And that night when we were back at home, my grandma was boiling up the pot of water to cook them up so we could have a feed. And she was putting them in one by one with the tongs, as you do, and one of the yabbies actually grabbed onto the tongs. So she thought she'd released it into the water, and she started swinging this yabby around the kitchen. She ended up bopping me in the head with it. It was, yeah, it was just one of those really funny memories that I've got. So that was the inspiration for that painting.
I'm wondering, sis, how has art helped heal you?
Well, it's given me this tool that I use regularly now. That it's like my kind of meditation, and especially with my line work and things like that, you've got to control your breathing so you can get a steady line, and you can't. It's like going to the gym. You can't focus and worry about other things while you're painting. So it gives you the time and space to clear your head and ground yourself as well.
And how do you see yourself and your art into the future, sis?
Just continuing and exploring different mediums. I've been interested in getting into some weaving, some basket making and things like that. So I think that's next up on the cards. And I've been having a look at the pouring paint. So that's a whole different technique of where you pour runny acrylic paint and make different patterns and things like that. And I think chucking some animals on top with that are linked to memories that I've got from growing up with my family, I think that's where I'm going to head next.
And I'm wondering, how has painting for the Torch Mob, how has this helped you financially in your life?
It's been a dramatic form of stable financial gain. So, you know, when previous times that I've gotten out of prison, I've had a hard time adjusting to not having income that you obviously get when you're out doing the wrong thing. So getting out this time, it was a bit of an adjustment, but it's been really good because you put the work in and, you know, you make your paintings and things like that, and the Torch are always really good with helping sell them and stuff. So I've always got a little bit of savings put away from my painting. So, you know, I get to splurge and buy myself little treats here and there from the hard work that I put in.
And what do you love most about your artwork, sis?
I think it's being able to share memories of my family and growing up and travelling and little quirky things with other people. So they, you know, when they look at my paintings and read my stories that I have attached with the paintings, I can communicate what went on with me at that point in my life during that time. So, yeah, it's about being able to communicate.
And I'm wondering, what would you say to someone if they find themselves on the inside and they've never painted before? Do you have any words of advice for them?
I've heard so many times. One of a renowned artist with the Torch now, she was living in the same unit as me, my next-door neighbour, and she said to me, "No, I've never painted before, never picked, you know, I'm not creative," and I dragged her along to the art class, and now she's selling up big and making heaps of money. So she's really learnt a lot about herself and her family, where she's come from. So all it takes is you just got to turn up and find what fits with you, and the art class in there and the Torch members that come in and meet you and support you through the process of learning and exploring what kind of styles resonate with you is really great. You just got to rock up and give it a shot.
Thanks so much for your time today on NITV Radio, Flick Schaefer-Smith. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.